Even though some species can be defined based on their physical characteristics or their morphology, within a species there's still going to be individual variation, which means that individuals within a species may look quite different from each other, even though they still belong to the same species. And this individual variation is due to slight genetic variations. So, in general, all members of a species will have a similar genetic makeup, but slight differences in that genetic variation can lead to different individual characteristics. And so, a really easy, relatable example of individual variation is within the species of humans. So, you know that humans can come in many different shapes and sizes, different skin colors, different eye colors. So within the human population, there's a tremendous amount of individual variation, but nonetheless, all members of the human population belong to the same species. And this type of individual variation is seen throughout all species in the world. So on here we have beetle. This is a species of beetle. All three members belong to the same species, but you can see that all three of these individuals pictured are different. They have different number of spots on their wings, for example. The location of the spots differs. The size of each individual differs, and their head shape even is a little different from each one to the other. Nonetheless, each of these members belongs to the same species. So even though members within a species are very similar, there is differences within between individuals of the same species. Something to keep in mind as we go forward.